This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Holiday retail sales, which have already begun, are probably going to be 6 to 8% higher than last year. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Online sales look like they will be up 10 to 12%. But the thing about online shopping is that a lot of what gets bought gets returned, and that costs companies a lot of money. As Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, a growing number are starting to change their return policies.
When people buy clothes or shoes online, many tend to order a few different sizes to try on, keep one, and return the rest. For years, it's been easy and free to do that at many online retailers.
Everybody wanted to have like a super liberal return policy just to be competitive with e-commerce companies like Amazon and others.
Sucharita Kadali at Forrester says now about 30% of clothes and shoes bought online get returned.
There's a huge carbon footprint that's associated with it, and that's a huge cost
that companies tend to eat.
Returns are deadly for a retailer because in most cases, the merchandise that's returned cannot be resold as new.
Mark Cohen at Columbia Business School says companies lose a lot of money on online returns, and it isn't sustainable.
So we're starting to see some creeping restrictions on the manner in which customers can return goods.
Many retailers have shortened the window for returns. And according to data company Inmar Intelligence, the percentage of retailers charging for return shipping has doubled in the last year. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.